Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival. I am talking to Chris Orti, who is a man of many talents, a renaissance man, but here as a jury member of the Pack and Pitch program of the industry section of the festival. Hi.
Hi there. Very nice to meet you, and thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's been a very interesting experience. I mean, I always think that this pitching process, you know, it has a downside and it has an upside. And I think the downside is that too often people think of it as a technical kind of a presentational thing. And in a way, that's not the importance of pitching. The importance of pitching is the ability to synthesize your own idea. And that is why it's a useful discipline. It's not a discipline in itself. It's because it forces you to think through what it is that you're trying to achieve in the film. Because if you can't really boil it down into some simple and elegant distillation, both of your feelings and ideas and of the narrative structure of what you're going to do, then it's very unlikely that you'll actually make a film that finds an audience, let alone finds finance or actors.
And what would you say was the overall level of the six pitches that were presented here?
I thought the standard was actually really surprisingly high. You know, projects from across the whole of the region, two Greek projects, funnily enough, both of the Greek projects were the ones that won the prizes.
Who were the winners?
The winners were A Village of Two, which is the story of a man who falls in love with a girl and then discovers that she's, for better or for worse, got the gift of eternal life, which we thought was a very interesting project because it's kind of got mythological roots, but actually you can just imagine all the human conundrums that fall out of that storyline. And we thought that was a very strong story idea, and indeed the presentation of it was extremely well done and very well polished. And the other was also a Greek-driven project, but interestingly with a woman producer attached, which was called 17, which was the story of an unlikely love triangle where a guy ends up looking after the baby of his girlfriend and then develops a kind of relationship with a boy, and the two boys and the girl end up developing a kind of weird triangular relationship, and that kind of ends happily. So in a strange sort of way, we thought that both of them had an unexpected quality that had classical structure but was exploring what you could do with a story without being pretentious, which is often perhaps the greatest failing of novices in the industry. It's always better to be able to tell a classical story first before you start mucking around. So those were the two winners, and there were some very good other ideas. There was a very interesting idea from Macedonia about a man whose house is on the border of three parts of ex-Yugoslavia, and the house is divided in three, and in fact he finds himself with an internal frontier within his own house across which his wife and kids have to cross, and all of the bureaucracy that ensues. And that was also highly regarded, and there were a couple of others that were also very good. So overall we thought the standard was pretty high. And interestingly, what none of the propositions did was fall victim to the classic error, which is to describe the subject matter of where the film is located, the background to where the film is taking place, mm-hmm. without telling us the story of what's going to happen in the film.
So they all were good then at presenting the pitch. They already had the right start.
They had the right start. And I think the other thing that was really promising was that you got a sense that these were stories grounded in local manners, local customs, local humour, local idiom. And I think the old adage that it's very important for writers and filmmakers to be true to their own cultural roots. If they aren't, they tend not to make films that can be exported or travel. In a strange sort of way, the more locally honest and truthful films are, the more likely they are to be respected by international audiences. And probably one of the kind of greatest weaknesses of the European cinema of the last 15, 20 years has been, in some quarters, a desire to try and forcibly and unnecessarily try to synthesize stories that will appeal to all people, kind of doomed to failure.
That speaks to the old adage that you should write what you know or make what you know, because you'll find the language, you'll find the grammar and the emotions that you yourself know how to express.
Absolutely.
As opposed to stretching, and especially if you're a novice, and reaching for things that you aren't quite yet ready to do.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, some of the stuff that has been a bit unfortunate, has arisen from younger entrant writers, particularly and producers, seeing the word co-production at the end of the tunnel and trying to get to the end of the tunnel before they've walked down the tunnel. And I think you have to take the story down the tunnel before you decide how you're going to then structure the film. You know, the one comes before the other, and the word co-production does not come before the word story.
As the grandmother of a friend of mine in high school used to say, without work, there are no cookies.
That is absolutely correct. And, I mean, I thought it was good today because you could see that quite a lot of effort and thought had gone into preparing for the presentations. And a couple of them were really very kind of polished. But the most important thing was the feeling that a lot of thought had gone into the storytelling. And that was rather heartening.
And it's interesting. It's heartening also to see the dynamic, just the changes that are happening in this region. The Romanians opened the door for Eastern Europe. The Greeks had their explosion. And now you have, you know, Croatia's really trying to push with the film fund. There are things that are happening here. And especially here in Sarajevo, they're very much looking out to the world with open arms. And we've been saying this all week, creating networks.
I think there are two things. You know, one is it's promising that the EU territories seem to be behaving in a relaxed and constructive fashion in terms of finding ways to make those partnerships work from a technical, financial point of view. That's really good. And then I suppose the other side of it is that you cannot deny the fact that the Balkan region, the Balkan countries, have this incredible tradition of storytelling. And some of those stories are terribly sad. Some of them are darkly ironical in ways that, you know, Western imagination doesn't really comprehend. But it's an incredible resource. And it can be bleakly funny. There was a wonderful moment in the Kosovar-Albanian film Three Windows and a Hanging, which I saw earlier this week, where a Swiss aid worker is handing out cows to the village. And of course, what he's saying is being translated by a local girl, and an old man in the audience says, what is he saying? And his friend says, well, she's translating what the guy's saying. He says, but how do you know it's true? She's a woman. And there's a kind of wonderful irony there, because of course the girl is just translating what the guy's saying. There is a sense of, yeah, but what's behind the story that's behind the story that's behind the story? That is a very different storytelling idea and tradition from the one that we have across most of Western Europe. And it's kind of enriching, because all of those, you know, lies behind lies, conspiracies, these are the things of storytelling.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem, pleasure.
I've been talking to Chris Oddy of the National Film and Television School in the UK, who is here at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival in the jury of the Pack and Pitch program of the industry section of the festival. And you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.